Masech Tekinim concludes with the Maimah Chazal of Rav Shimon ben Akasha Omer, Siknei Amoritz, Kozman Shehem Maskinim, Amiratzim, as they get older, Datim Metarefis, they become confused. Shnema Mesa Sofel and Amonim, V'tam Zekenim Yikach. The Pasuk says that their ability to speak, they lose their ability to speak, and their tam, their geschmack, falls away. Aval ziknei Torah ein kein, ziknei Torah not that way. Kol zman shemaskinen, as they get older, datam sheyashavas aleihem, they get smarter, they get more settled. Shnama b'yishishim chochma, elderly individuals have chochma, v'oirech yomim, and people who are zoyche tarichas yomim, tfuna, they have knowledge. The Mefarshim, of course, discuss how and why does this come at the end of Masech Tekinim. So the Rosh says that since Masech Tekinim, as we just finished learning, the Masechta is a complicated Masechta, so the Rosh explains that only people who are Ziknei Torah have that ability. Only people who are Ziknei Torah have that ability to understand and learn Masechta Kinim. I would like to suggest, based on the result here on Masechta Kinim, we know the Pasuk says, V'hoya emunas itecha choysin Yeshua chochman v'das. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, explains that each one of the words in these Pesukim, and this pasuk, refers to a different seder in Shas. And Chochma represents, the Gemara says, Masechta reflects Miskotchim. And this Maimer Chazal, which speaks about Chochma, is very well placed at the end of Masechta Kinim, which is towards the end of Masechta of Seder Kotchim. It's not really all the way at the end of Seder Kotchim. We're going still to learn the Mitzvashem, Masechta Tamid and Masechta Midas. And that's why it was put at the end of Kinim, not at the end of Midas, because as we said a moment ago from the Rosh, that this Masechta teaches us the difficult concepts, so we didn't wait for the end of Kotchim, we made it towards the end of Masechta Kotchim. I saw from Reb Pinchas Mikoritz, who quotes the Baal Shem, that when we speak about Ziknei Torah and we speak about Ziknei Amoritz, both are called Zakenim. And we know, as the Gemara Darshins, ain't zokain, ela misha kana chokma. The definition of a zokain is somebody who caught chokma. So what is the difference? They're both zakenim, they're both people that were kana chokma. The difference between them is, ziknei Torah are people who are dovek in the Torah. And the Torah becomes part of them. So as the body with age gets weaker, the neshama, we know in every one of the senses that a human being has, we know typically a person who, rachmon otzlan, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, is blind, so his other senses get stronger. Here too, the guf of such individuals gets weaker, and because his guf gets weaker, his neshama gets stronger. Whereas the ziknei Amiorets, even if they learn Torah, but the Torah is not part of their essence. And therefore, as they get older, their Torah is only a gufnistiga Torah, it's only a gashmistiga Torah. And since their Torah is only a gashmistiga type of Torah, that's why when they get older and their gashmis gets weaker, their Torah also, rachmana litzlan, gets weaker as well. I saw in the Sefer Daf Al Daf, he says a beautiful discussion regarding the concept of forced retirement of Talmid Chachamim, forced retirement of Rabbanim. He says, just like we learned in our Gemara about Ziknei Talmid Chachamim, there's a very similar Gemara, he says, in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, there, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Omer, Talmid Chachamim kol zman shemaskinam chachma b'toisus b'hem. Shenem b'yishishim chachma v'aruch yim t'vuna. V'ame'oritz kol zman shemaskinam tipshus n'toisus b'hem. Shenem v'meisus sofel n'amon v'tam z'kenim yikach. So he explains that normally, as a person gets older, his strength weakens. And that's why we find different, particularly ailments that happen to elderly individuals that don't happen to younger people. However, if, he says, a person, again, these are issues that are sort of neurological, mental issues. He says, but if a person kept his mind working strong his entire life, so these people are zoicher, that these strengths that they had all the years while they were alive, they strengthen as they get older. The different learning that they learned, the different experiences they had, give them a whole new ability and give them extra strength as they're older. And in fact, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says, Stira Sekeinim Binyan, or Binyan Na'orim Stira. When Sekeinim say to break something, that's really called building it. And when young people tell you to build, that doesn't mean you're really doing anything constructive. In fact, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis wants to suggest that the kavod that we're obligated to give to Talmid Chachamim is only to older Talmid Chachamim, because a person cannot really be considered a Talmid Chacham until he's older. And he goes on to give a number of different proofs how older people in Shas, that's when they became who they were. The Gemara, he says, in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says, Shol Talmidov as Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, B'ma harach de yomim, how are you zoich tarich yomim? And he answered, B'nei shaloi pasati al roshe am kodesh. I was careful that as I entered to give a drosha, it shouldn't seem as if I'm stepping on people's head. So we see that he was a person who was a Talmud Chacham. He gave drashas. The Gemara says, Shol Talmidim Esra Preda B'maharech D'yomim. So he answered, Amar Lahem, Miyomai Lo Kadmani Odom Beis HaMedrash. I always was learning, even as I was an elderly person. And the Gemara there, that in Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, continues to speak about elderly people. The Gemara says, Amalei Rebbe, the Gemara says that somebody asked Rebbe Bercheni, Amar lo yirotin shtegil chatzi yomei. His bracha was, Halvai, you shall live half to the years that I lived. So the Gemara asks, Lekulei loy, and what? Why shouldn't I be able to live as long as you did? Amalei, Haboim achrecha behemi yiru, should the people who come after you be shepherds? And Rashi explains, what he meant to say was that if you live as long as I do, we'll have a problem. The problem is your children want to also be able to have the same position as you did. And if you will live so long, they'll never get to that position. But we see clearly that he lived very long. The Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amun Aleph, speaks about Rabbi Yochanan being a Gavra Saba, of being a very old man, and he was still a Rosh Yeshiva. Tosfos in Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amun Aleph, Divrei Hamaskil Umotabei, says that Rabbi Yeshua, when he was 140 years old, that means Rabbi Yeshua lived to 140, Rebbe was already 84. So we see that these great Talmidei Chachamim had long lives and yet still kept their positions. We know when we speak about Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of most of the Tanoim, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that Pei Vav Amanav says, the Kula Libid Rabbi Akiva, everybody follows what they learned from Rabbi Akiva. He only began in his position of leadership when he was 80 years old. Because the Gemara says, the Sefri says, that for 40 years he was a businessman, for 40 years he learned, and then for another 40 years he taught Torah, and he lived 120 years. So whenever we speak about Rabbi Akiva, we know about Rabbi Akiva having the 24,000 Talmidim. It was only after he was 80 years old. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, also says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived 120 years, and says similarly, as we just said about Rabbi Akiva, that for the first 40 years of his life he did business, for the next 40 he taught, he learned, and for the next 40 he taught. Again, here we see that he only began teaching Torah when he was 80 years old. And I saw, moreover, we speak about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived in the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, which was a very difficult time and period in our history. And even with that difficult time, and even with his elderly age, he was able to be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim, Kol Zman Shemaskinen Datam Yeshevus Aleihem.